latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Friday's Newcastle United headlines. Boss Rafa Benitez is hopeful that wingers Matt Ritchie and Christian Atsu will be fit for Newcastle's trip to Southampton on October the 15th. The Magpies boss has provided a fitness update on the duo, who were both forced to withdraw from international duty with Scotland and Ghana respectively. They both picked up slight problems in the 1-1 Premier League draw against Liverpool. Atsu, who was due to captain the Black Stars in their World Cup qualifier against Uganda, has calf and knee issues, while Ritchie has been battling various niggles that Benitez claims have been brought on by fatigue. The Spanish tactician revealed that the Magpies' medical staff will continue to keep tabs on both players, but he's optimistic about their chances of being involved against the Saints at St Mary's on Sunday week when the Premier League resumes following the international break. On Atsu, he said, he has a little bit of discomfort in his knee, and we have to manage it carefully. On Ritchie's situation, which forced him to miss the Scots 1-0 win against Slovakia on Thursday and Sunday's crucial trip to Slovenia, he added, Matt Ritchie has been playing too many games. He's working very hard, and he has had a little bit of discomfort lately. There have been a few things he's been talking about with the doctor. It was better that we didn't take a risk. Those are the words of Rafa Benitez. Meanwhile, Newcastle United are sending a scout to Vienna on Friday night to watch the World Cup qualifying match between Austria and Serbia. Now, the obvious player that the Newcastle scouts will be monitoring is, of course, Aleksandar Mitrovic. He's had just 18 minutes of Premier League football this season for the Magpies for various reasons, form, fitness and the suspension. He scored the one goal, of course, against West Ham, and what an important one it was too. It's likely he's also going to be watched by other Premier League clubs, though, Brighton and Hove Albion, who certainly need a striker, have sent a scout to the match, and they'll be keeping an eye on all forward players, and the likes of Southampton, Everton, Manchester United also represented at the game.